Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 74th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here in our studio with
Philippe Morozov,
who represents Bulgaria in this year's edition of 28 Times Cinema. Welcome here.
Thank you.
So, first of all, 28 Times Cinema is a European project that is fostered by the European Parliament with the aim of promoting European shared values and cultural diversity through cinema. How did you find out about this project?
I actually found about that through the cinema I'm representing, and even more specifically the Sofia International Film Festival, for whom I don't exactly work for them, but I do attend most discussions, meetings, screenings, and so on. And they published it, and I felt like...
So as a critic, sort of a critic?
Not as a critic. I mean, my background is in film studies, so theoretical film studies, and I have written a lot about film, but more theoretically and academically.
Okay.
Not exactly as a critic, but currently I work as a director. Mm-hmm. I have a few shorts, but mostly I do commercials and music videos back home now. And okay. I'm working on my next fiction projects.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you want to tell us something about this?
No.
No? Yeah. Okay, okay. And so you studied as a director, so...
No, I actually studied just theoretical studies.
But you maybe you will have a favorite director or a point of reference in this field that you like the most.
A point of reference is a favorite film of mine.
Also, yes.
Was that not your question? I guess...
No, my question was if you have a director that inspires you or that you like the most, whose films are inspiring for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say probably either Wim Wenders or Krzysztof Kieślowski.
Okay. And what about your experience here as member of a jury?
I mean, obviously it's fascinating. I've met 27 other people roughly my age. Mm-hmm. Everyone is just as passionate about cinema and just as knowledgeable about cinema as I am. So the conversations and the time we're having is brilliant. The opportunity to watch some of the world's best films of the year is just incredible.
And is there a film that you would suggest to watch to our audience?
I would definitely suggest watching Mother.
Really?
Yes.
It was very controversial.
It was indeed.
Yeah. And it received very opposite opinions.
It did, and I still think it's a bit hard for me to talk about it, as is the case with everyone, but I'm just fascinated by it being a pure nightmare. A pure nightmare. It's a descent into hell with no reservations. It's just...
So let's move to the situation of cinema in your country. Do people usually go to the cinema? You told us that there's a festival, a film festival.
Well, the situation in my country is really bad in terms of in terms of production. Mostly, the budget, the yearly budget for our whole film industry is 6 million euro for all of the cinema of the
country. So it's very low.
So we're having huge issues with that, and most films that make it are quite cheap, very kind of independent, and with very chaotic financing. But we're working our way through the festival scene now for the first time for 2 years now with Locarno, our first film in Cannes as well. In terms of attendance, the situation is a lot better. I think promoting cinema... is getting better and better every day. Well, every day. Mostly courtesy of the Sofia International Film Festival, actually, who work all year long, even when the festival is not on. They're the active promoters of European or just foreign independent cinema, and they make sure to arrange really fascinating screenings and events to make sure that people attend them. And I'm really grateful for that, because otherwise,
and
I don't think.
So what would you imagine yourself in being a reporter, for example, for web radio as Fred from the Festival of Sofia?
For sure, for sure. I mean... I don't have any experience with radio, and if you ask me now, it's probably not the media that comes to mind when I imagine
You prefer maybe
working
the written medium?
Written media or just visual media. really, but I think it's as long as it has to do with cinema, my thoughts on it, and, mm-hmm. and kind of my point of view and sharing it with people, then I'm fine with that. It's great.
Okay, thanks. So thank you, Philip, for this very interesting chat. And this thank is you. Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.